Welcome to Merger Monday.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. When the credit crisis hit, the flow of mergers and acquisitions turned into a trickle. But this morning, we've got two deals to tell you about. Xerox says it'll pay almost $6.5 billion for a Dallas-based outsourcing company called Affiliated Computer Services. ACS manages operations for other companies and for the government, and there's lots of money in outsourcing. ACS estimates its market is worth $150 billion and is growing at 5% a year. This is Xerox's biggest purchase ever. Today's other big merger is in pharmaceuticals. Marketplace's Elisa Roth has been following that news from our New York bureau. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
So what's the pharmaceutical deal?
Well, Abbott Laboratories, which is an American drug company, is buying the pharmaceutical business of Solvay. That's a Belgian chemical company. And it's going to pay about $7 billion for Solvay.
And what is Abbott really buying here?
Well, the analysts seem to think the most important part of the deal are the cholesterol drugs. Abbott and Solvay have actually developed these together and have been selling them together here in the U.S., so now Abbott will own them both outright. Abbott will also get a couple of new drugs from Solvay. The big ones are for high blood pressure and Parkinson's disease.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, Parkinson's. But I've heard some people saying this is a way for Abbott to get into the swine flu business. What's that about?
Well, Solvay has produced some swine flu vaccine, but that's probably not what Abbott's really after. I spoke to Wim Hoste. He follows Solvay for KBC Securities in Belgium, and this is what he says.
Solvay has not officially communicated whether or not they would produce swine flu vaccines. They only have committed to their regular seasonal flu vaccines business.
One more question, Elisa. Why all the mergers and acquisitions in pharma this year?
The big pharmaceutical companies have a lot of cash right now, and they're looking for ways to keep making money. The idea is that when some patents run out on some key drugs, they're probably going to need some new sources of revenue. So buying up other companies is an easy way to get money, or new products anyway, new sources of money. We probably should mention here that while today's deal isn't nothing, there have been a couple of much bigger buyouts in the pharmaceutical business already this year.
Okay, Marketplace's Elisa Roth, live in New York. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in Europe this morning, especially in Germany, up 1.5% after Chancellor Angela Merkel won re-election last night and voters gave more power to the fiscally conservative Free Democrats. However, Asian markets fell today. Japan's index lost 2.5%. A rising yen there is making Japan's exports expensive. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 1.5% last week. It closed Friday at 9,665. Michigan faces a crucial week. The state with the nation's highest unemployment rate has a nearly $3 billion deficit, and the government could shut down this week if lawmakers cannot close that gap.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com. And by Monsanto, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields without increasing demands on natural resources. More at ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
You've probably heard the term ugly Americans to describe, not you and me, of course, but our countrymen and women who travel abroad and are viewed as loud and obnoxious and basically insensitive to the host culture. Reporter Raymond Thibodeau tells us from New Delhi that as more Indians travel outside their borders, they are starting to get a bad rap, too.
A recent survey from the online travel agency Expedia had some bad news for Indian travelers. 4,500 surveyed hoteliers from around the world rated Indians as some of their worst customers, loud, fussy, and cheap. Ritu Sehgal, who manages a travel agency here in New Delhi, is unabashed.
We kind of enjoy life full size, you know, king size or something. I'm not apologetic about the Indian customer being thrifty. Even I like a good bargain if I get it.
In India, it's normal for middle and upper class people to have a cook, a driver, a nanny. She says that master-servant relationship is often carried abroad, so travelers treat waiters, flight attendants, and taxi drivers as underlings.
It's not that they're trying to be rude or mean or anything. They just don't know a different way to be. So there again, our role comes in, I think. We need to educate them.
She says the West also needs to familiarize itself with the habits of Indian travelers. She says Indians often complain to her that hotels rarely offer Bollywood movies and that foreign restaurant workers often don't know that many Indians prefer to eat with their hands. Azhar Usman is an Indian comedian based in Chicago. He says stereotyping of any kind isn't helpful, but then again,
just as not all American tourists, you know, fit the stereotype of the ugly American, we all know that there are some people that do.
He says the bigger issue here is the rise of a class of Indians who can afford to travel abroad.
Folks are not necessarily getting acculturated into, you know, perhaps the best way to behave yourself. The very fact that we have a category now of the Indian traveler, it speaks volumes about how far India has come as a country.
With the global slowdown, India is one of the few countries still spending on travel. Again, Ritu Sehgal from the travel agency.
Can any one of us who are in this business can survive without the rich Indian traveler, ugly or beautiful, whatever?
And many tour companies from the U.S., Europe, and the Middle East seem to agree. They've set up offices in cities like New Delhi and Mumbai. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
And finally, the World Conquer Championships have raised more than $500,000 for charity. So it's sad to hear new allegations of conquer tampering. Conquerors is a British game where you use a horse chestnut seed, that's your conquer, to shatter other people's chestnuts. An upcoming tournament has been rocked by charges of artificial conquer hardening by means of baking, varnishing, even soaking conquers in vinegar. While the latest allegations are disturbing, they are not new. In 1993, conquer authorities found signs of vinegar and high heat, and they disqualified ex-Monty Python member Michael Palin. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Hope you can join us online. We've got a new feature there about how music can console you in dark financial times. It's called Recession Rocks. It's at marketplace.org. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.